Romans 8:38-39. Romans 8:38-39. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be to spread us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Y'all remember a few months ago when the young man was here speaking and he had Nick set the alarm? Nick said it for like 8 minutes. His point was that's how the end of time was going to come. I done that before I got up here. I set mine for 80 minutes. I want to share something with you real quick. It's in the class. I make mention of it several times. This book is really a good book. If you have an opportunity to read it, you're welcome to this when I get done teaching the class. But it's the domino effect. Talking about decisions that we make, a lot of times we think that our decisions are not that big of a deal, that it don't impact that many people's lives, but each decision we make impacts more than just us, and it's decisions that we have to carry with us and live with us. I know Jacob's teaching the class to the younger class as well, and in today's class, it talks about when God forgives, he removes the threat of spiritual punishment. But he does not remove the punishment that may come from the sin that we committed. In other words, we can be forgiven, but we may have to go on through with whatever the punishment is laid out before us. For example, the book says if you get drunk, you can be forgiven. But if you drive drunk, have a wreck, and kill somebody, that decision will haunt you for the rest of your life. God will forgive the drunkenness, but he will not remove the legal, the emotional consequences that come from that. Another example, he says, if you start experimenting with drugs or pornography, there's no doubt that God will forgive you those sins, but you might have to battle an addiction to those habits for the rest of your life. He goes on to talk about sex as well. He says, God will forgive you of this sin also, but you might have to deal with the consequences of disease or unwanted pregnancy and a tarnished reputation. He says, Christians are serving time in prisons and penitentiaries all over this country. They have been washed in the precious blood of Jesus. They are forgiven. But they still have to pay their debt to society. The blood of Jesus does not wash away the negative and unwanted consequences that come as a natural result of regrettable decisions. I thought as we leave here today, we think seriously about our decisions that we make from day to day. I said this morning, it's easy to be strong while we're here. It's a little harder when we get out. Wherever you're going, wherever you go this afternoon, wherever you go tomorrow, that's when we have to stand strong. We have to be willing to look back and remember Norris and David and Pam, everybody sitting in here, remember our family, remember the church, remember Jesus, remember our commitment that we talked about this morning. So we may not be around people tomorrow that's going to help us to be faithful. So we have to think back and we have to work hard on decision making that we make. He brought out in Proverbs, and you can mark this in your Bible, I did after studying this lesson this week, Proverbs chapter 6, verses 27 and verse 28, says, can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be seared? The answer is absolutely not. We cannot do that. The decisions we make impact our lives. Let the day, which has been a great day, as Dale, I think, said, food was great. We're sitting there laughing, Tim and Otis, all of us sitting together back there. We had a big time talking about life, picking on each other, looking forward to going home and taking a nap with our big conversation. And I stress to them, I'm not going to stop at the recliner. I'm not going to stop at the couch. I'm going to bed. And if I'm like Miss Kay, I just went to bed early, and I just get up in the morning. And that'd be fine. Nothing happens right now. I enjoy this time together because it is a time that we encourage each other with fellowship and with love. If you need encouragement this afternoon, if you need prayers, or if you need to respond to the Lord's invitation, won't you come?